Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tasha. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Okay. Yes, I was trying to, see about getting unemployment, filing for unemployment, and I was trying to do it online, and I can't get through. So I saw where it said call the automated line,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, call this number.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just calling this number.
Would you like for me to file it for you?
Yes, please.
Can I have your social?
Yes, it's 417-298217.
And what's your name?
Melanie Stanford.
Verify your driver's license number and your mother's maiden name for me.
Yes, it's 682-6164 and Parks.
Would you like your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama prepaid benefits card?
My checking account.
Okay, whenever you're ready, I need your routing and account number.
Okay. Give me just a second. Let me get that. I have it right here. Hold on. Okay, it's 262.
This your routing number?
Yes, routing. Uh-huh.
Okay.
262-08-3881.
And what's that account number?
It's 620-601111.
And for security purposes, can you repeat it so I can make sure it's correct?
Sure. The account number, or do you want it all?
You could just do the account number. It'll let me know if the routing number was wrong.
Okay. It's 620-601111.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
Yes, but I'm trying to think. It's either 690 Longwood Way, Gardendale, Alabama, 35071.
That's the one that we have on file. Do you need to update it?
Yes, please. That's what I was going to say. That needs to be updated. It's 2500 North Road.
And it's still Gardendale, Alabama?
It is. Uh-huh.
And is the zip code still 35071?
It is. Mm-hmm.
The telephone number that we have on file is ending in 3938. Is there still a good telephone number?
Yes, it is.
Would you like to add an email address?
Yes, you can add my email. It's Odom, O-D-O-M, the number 4, UA at Gmail.
Okay, based on your background, in what city is 1997 Olive Trail?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Kimberly, Piedmont?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kimberly or Piedmont?
It'd be Kimberly. That's an address that I lived at a long time ago. Is it just wanted to verify old? Yeah, it would be Kimberly.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 100 Walnut Street, 186 7th Street Southwest, 2611 50th Street. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
No, I've never, none of them.
What team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Is it Cyclones, Maple Leafs, Tummies, Wildcats, or none of the above?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was it again? I didn't really catch.
Which team nickname was associated with the college you attended? Was it?
That would be none of those. I mean, because I didn't go. So, yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, I didn't.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
What was your last day of work?
I'll tell you. Hold on. It was February 9th.
Of this year?
Yes. Uh-huh. I haven't worked since last Wednesday.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Now, I clean houses on the side. I don't know. I don't know how you would do that.
Okay. Is that your only source of income, or you have another job?
No, I don't have another job. Mm-mm.
That's your only source of income.
Right. In the end, I get child support. I mean, I don't know if you need that.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't.
Are you currently registered for, or are you attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess 25.
And the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
15 and above.
Do you obtain work exclusively through union hiring hall?
Do what now?
Are you a part of a union hiring hall?
No.
Do you have a date to return to work?
No, I mean, just as soon as I can find me something.
Okay. Can I have a job title or job skill that reflects on your job history?
The job title
mm-hmm.
of my last job or the one I don't have anymore? Or what?
Or either one, something that you can do or something that you have done like to do.
Yes, accounts payable. That's what I want. If I can find it again. Accounts payable work.
Okay. What's your most recent employer?
Protective Life.
You have their telephone number?
No, but I get it. You want me to get it for you real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's see. It's, I think they have, I don't know their direct, let's see. Okay, let's see. It is 205-268-1000.
Can you tell me the first day you started working for them?
The first day that I started? Lord, let's see. Well, okay, we're in March of 21. I can't give you a, I mean, it was.
That's fine.
Yeah,
tell
March
the
of
year.
21. 2021.
What city and state was this work performed in?
Birmingham.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
I mean, whatever I've got paid from them, I mean, this, my last paycheck is coming. I get paid on the 15th, which be tomorrow.
What's your reason for no longer working for this employer?
Do what now?
Your reason for no longer working for the employer?
Well, I was let go.
You know the reason for them letting you go?
Well, just not meeting the requirements of the CXA. Kind of like what you're supposed to be qualified for, just didn't ever get there, so.
Can I have the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Yes. Melissa Nelson.
I have a 4-digit temporary pen. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. Get that pen. Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be 1182.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you there?
Ma'am, did you receive it?
Did I receive it?
Uh-huh. Like, did you hear it? It was 1782.
Oh, 17. Okay.
Uh-huh. 1782.
Oh, okay. Yes, I got it now. Phone was cutting out just a little bit. 1782. Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. the unemployment claim we just finished. Also register for you to work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will, I'm sorry, ma'am, bear me one moment.
Okay.
I'm sorry, let me repeat it. I'm sorry, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for you to work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so can result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seek full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file your weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week.
Okay.
If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturdays. Make a first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive a booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about the information, call 800-361-4524.
Okay.
We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, that's all.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.